From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The deeply divisive national health care law is before the nation's highest court. On the first of 3 days of arguments, people on both sides of the debate appear to agree that the justices would rule on the heart of the case, the constitutionality of a mandate for all Americans to have some form of health care coverage. Debate over the law was a lot louder outside the Supreme Court, where NPR's Craig Windham reports marchers chanted in support of the law.
Kathy McClure traveled from Atlanta to show her backing for the law.
I put my life on hold to participate and to see what's going on.
McClure got one of the few dozen tickets set aside for the public to watch today's oral arguments. But opponents of the law were also sounding off, among them Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum.
I've always been for free market health care, not for government-run health care.
Santorum says his opposition to the health care law is a central part of his campaign. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Supreme Court says judges need to determine the constitutionality of a law that allows babies born in Jerusalem to record Israel as their place of birth on their passports. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports lower courts had thrown out the case, saying it represented a political issue best handled by the White House and Congress.
Chief Justice John Roberts says the trial courts handle questions about the Constitution all the time. He says lower courts hearing the Israel dispute misunderstood the key issue, how to evaluate a 2003 law allowing U.S. citizens born in Jerusalem to record their birthplace as Israel. So he directed a district court judge to figure out whether the law intrudes on the president's powers under the Constitution. Justice Stephen Breyer dissented, writing that in the Middle East, even paperwork can trigger big foreign policy problems. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Florida authorities confirmed Trayvon Martin, the unarmed black teen gunned down last month in Central Florida, was suspended from school in the Miami area for possessing a baggie that contained traces of marijuana. But he did not have a juvenile offender record. Religious and civil rights leaders, including the Reverend Al Sharpton, say they expect the slain teen's character would come under attack in this racially charged case. And Martin's mother, Sabrina Fulton, spoke out a short time ago.
The only comment that I have right now is that they've killed my son, and now they're trying to kill his reputation.
Fulton choking back tears after briefly addressing reporters. Martin's shooter, George Zimmerman, maintains it was self-defense. Zimmerman, whose father's white and mother's Latina, has not been charged. A rally is expected tonight to demand Zimmerman's arrest. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 142 points at 13,222. This is NPR News. On the first day of a global nuclear security summit, President Obama has announced an agreement between Washington and three European countries to minimize the production of highly enriched uranium. From Seoul, the Wahli Saikautau has the details.
Mr. Obama's Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says the goal of this new agreement is to counter the threat of nuclear terrorism.
Through this four-party collaboration, the United States will assist Belgium, France, and the Netherlands in converting existing isotope production facilities from the use of highly enriched uranium targets to low-enriched uranium targets by 2015.
Highly enriched uranium can be used to make nuclear bombs. World leaders will meet again Tuesday to hash out more agreements before finalizing a communique at the end of the two-day summit. For NPR News, I'm Dwathli Saikautau in Seoul.
Two British soldiers have been killed by an Afghan soldier in southern Afghanistan, the latest in a string of attacks on coalition forces in the aftermath of Quran burnings. U.S.-Afghanistan tensions also escalated after a U.S. soldier allegedly killed Afghan villagers earlier this month. The Federal Reserve Chairman is warning that the employment market will remain weak despite strong gains posted during the last 3 months. Ben Bernanke says the economy needs more robust consumer and business demand. His comments signal the Fed may keep interest rates at record lows, though, a while longer. U.S. stocks gaining ground with the Dow up 142 points, more than 1% at 13,222. NASDAQ and S&P 500 also up more than 1%. This is NPR News.